In this bulletin, Donald Trump announces new sanctions on major Russian oil companies. Sydney to hit a $2 million median house price by the end of next year. And in cricket, Australia wins against England at the Women's World Cup. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Camille Bianchi. US President Donald Trump has announced new sanctions targeting Russia's two largest oil companies in a move to push President Vladimir Putin to negotiate a peace deal in Ukraine. Mr. Trump says he hopes the new sanctions will make Vladimir Putin reasonable about ending the war. President Trump also defended his decision to not provide Ukraine with Tomahawk missiles, saying it would take too long to train the Ukrainian military to use them. Earlier, Russia and Ukraine exchanged overnight missile strikes, a day after the American president said a meeting planned with Mr. Putin in Budapest would be postponed indefinitely. Ukrainian officials say Russia's attacks killed 6 people, including 2 children. National Senator Bridget McKenzie says although she welcomes the critical minerals deal announced during Prime Minister Anthony Albanese's visit to Washington earlier this week, it will be difficult to get environmental approvals. Ms. McKenzie spoke on Channel 9's Today program.
Mission accomplished for Team Australia, a great deal. Obviously, the delivery is going to be really difficult, the skill sets and getting those environmental approvals through. We need to get these projects up and going in warp speed, and we don't have a great track record.
She also commended Australia's ambassador to the United States, Kevin Rudd, saying his work behind the scenes took months of painstaking negotiations to get the critical minerals deal done. It follows US President Donald Trump's exchange with Mr. Rudd this week about negative comments he made in 2021 about the US president. 2 men have died after being swept into the ocean off Frankston in Melbourne's southeast during wild wind conditions. The men, who are yet to be formally identified, were found unresponsive in the water yesterday. Victoria police say they were brought back to shore using a police helicopter but could not be revived. In a statement, the city's mayor, Chris Bolam, says the devastating event is a reminder of the power of nature and real risk posed by severe weather. Bureau of Meteorology senior meteorologist Dean Naramore says it's wild weather in eastern Australia this week is unusual.
Spring is normally one of our most volatile seasons, particularly, you know, that October-November period. We still get the clashes between the cold air to the south and the heat to the north. We get some really strong systems moving through. This system's a little bit more unusual in the sense that we're talking about many locations approaching or exceeding record heat north of this low. So this is definitely a more unusual low and a stronger low that we'd normally see for this time of year.
House prices are rising at their highest pace in 4 years, with Sydney poised to hit a median of $2 million by the close of 2026. After significant growth of 3.4% in the September quarter, the median Harbour City house value sits at $1.7 million. If that growth repeats over the coming year, Sydney house prices will sit at $2 million before the end of next year. Domain Economics Chief Nicola Powell says it was just 12 years ago that the city broke through the $1 million median benchmark. She spoke on Channel 9 this morning predicting prices will rise over spring.
We're expecting prices to continue to rise over spring, and particularly around that property price cap, which is set across all of the capital cities. So for Sydney, it's $1.5 million. So we are expecting price pressure to come in.
The federal government has launched the first round of testing for the operational readiness of Western Sydney International Airport ahead of its opening in 2026. Transport Minister Catherine King says they are testing flight paths today.
We've got the flight paths being tested today with a Cessna coming through and CASA supervising our Civil Aviation Safety Authority supervising those flights. We've got baggage handling, which you can see that's starting, the new system running, all in readiness for the airport operating for freight at the middle of next year and for the first passengers at the end of 2026.
She says the airport is doing an amazing job, generating thousands of jobs in construction, with 50% of them drawn from local workers in Western Sydney. Ms King says next week's tests will involve firefighting services and emergency personnel. To sport now and in cricket, stand-in Australia captain Talia McGrath has high praise for teammate Annabel Sutherland, saying she's one of their hardest trainers and that her planning with the game is meticulous. Earlier today, Australia won another World Cup, shattering England's spirits once again in a 6-wicket rout. After the match, McGrath was asked about areas of concern for the team as it prepares for its last group game.
Certainly lots to improve on from this game. We'll review it as any, but for us it's that belief from any position we're in that we can win. So fine-tune a few areas and still keeping that belief and that momentum going.
Speaking on injured captain Alyssa Healy's progress, McGrath says the player is tracking well and being monitored by her physiotherapist. And those are the latest headlines from the SBS newsroom.